Good morning, Local 304, Columbus, Ohio, my branch. This is the branch president, Kenneth Hodge, with the last podcast that I'm going to deliver before the ballots are mailed out. Because I want you to hold on to your seats, because tomorrow morning, this Saturday morning, I'm going to deliver an official response to the lies, and I do mean just outright lies, that your local president is trying to feed you about me. I do want to tell you this, the amount of time that the local president and his executive council spent trying to get me kicked out of the election, if for no other reason, it should be a red flag waving to all the members that maybe there's something about Ken Hodge, and that something about Ken Hodge is I'm going to bring you a different level. Yeah, I'm going to accelerate the level. I'm going to bring you a different level of leadership. And because my background is so vastly different from all your other union presidents, it's going to be very exhilarating and it's going to be exciting. Now, I do ask that you take a second and clear your heads out for a minute. And stop thinking that simply because I spent 25 years, 30 years, I don't remember, 28 years in management, that's not a reason to rule me out as an outstanding union leader. If you actually believe that, then you believe that people do not have the capacity to change. Now, there's been a lot of nonsense about how I've been taking mail handler jobs. I've been signing these documents. Listen to me, nothing could be further from the truth. Now, I understand the game the local president is playing. If you are in his corner, so to speak, then no matter what he says, you kind of buy into. Doesn't matter what the facts prove, but I want to say to you, one of the biggest fallacies that the local president and his entire executive staff put out and, you know, has spread around the local about Kenny Hodge is the excessive amount of untimely grievances that forced the local president to unconstitutionally suspend my duties as branch president. I'm going to present that to you, and what I'm going to do, this is how confident I am in the fact that your local president, I don't see how he sleeps at night with that lie he's spreading in order to damage my progression in this local. And one thing I want to say, and I'm going to demonstrate this a little bit more tomorrow morning, but listen, if the union files grievances that are late, management dismisses them as being late. And if they are genuinely late on the union's part, trust me, I promise you, management is never going to make a decision, well, even though they're late on the union's part, hey, we'll rehear these cases. For real? No, that's not going to happen in this day and time. But it happened in this particular case. And I want to say to the members in Local 304, this is just the kind of shenanigans your local president is constantly keeping his hands in. And what I mean by that is, and I'm going to further document this tomorrow morning, but I want to say all those grievances that they are telling the union, they are telling the world I filed untimely, all those grievances were heard again at step two, which means just like I've been telling the local for over 2 years, those grievances were late because management official refused to meet with me. Now, that management official was the former union president, so him and your current president got together and conjured up this story that says I had late grievances. But all I'm going to say to you, And those of you who buy the current local president's nonsense, it's not going to matter what I say. But I do want to say to you is, if I had that many late grievances, those grievances would never be reheard at step two. If management had late grievances because they would not meet with me at step two and I sent them to step three, those grievances would be sent back to step two to be heard. And that's exactly what happened in this case. Hey, tune in tomorrow morning. Hear the podcast. Again, I'm going to set some things straight that your local president just straight lied about. And he's got most of his council on that same lying trend supporting him. Stand by for tomorrow morning's podcast. Now, getting back to with respect to this upcoming election, let me tell you something. I am more than qualified to run this union and to lead this union. Now, there seems to be a lot of questions about, am I certified to do arbitrations, or am I a certified advocate? I've been a soldier advocate for the past 20 years. I have a semi-nonprofit organization called Soldier to Soldier that I've been the CEO of for the last 5 years. So when you ask me, am I an advocate? Of course I'm an advocate. I'm an advocate for soldier rights, disabled soldiers. So for me to transfer that into what I currently do in the Postal Service, see, that would have happened already. But again, I have to go through this nonsense with your current local president. And with respect to my capabilities to sit in arbitrations or hold arbitrations, that seems to be a question that the two or three bippers, I'll call them, want to keep asking me. But I want to ask you, do you even know the last time your local arbitrated a case? See, in 304, everything is pre-arb. So when you ask me about the ability to arbitrate, they don't arbitrate in 304. We're going to be big on arbitration. But your local president has got a set block of ideas that even if a case should be arbitrated, your current local president would rather save money. Again, just keep building a treasure chest in the local without spending it on the union. No, that's not what Ken Hodge is going to do. We are going to arbitrate cases and get arbitration rulings on a lot of issues that we fight day in and day out. See, I'm more concerned with getting a justice. I'm more concerned with getting justice for my member than I am with stacking dollars in my trust fund. Now, don't get me wrong. We're not going to frivolously spend the money that the local has, but we're going to spend it. And we're going to spend it on the members. And when it comes to, am I certified to conduct or hold arbitrations? Again, I'm going to have to receive the union training in that area. But let me tell you, more times than I care to remember, I'm in court against postal lawyers. I represent individuals on an EEO basis. And I have several federal EEO cases that I'm involved in currently, and I've done in the past. So when I transfer that which I do on a federal level for EEOs, transferring that over to arbitration, trust and believe, that's not a hard transfer, because I already do the kinds of briefs, documents, discovery that's necessary when we do arbitrations. And I want to say to the bippers again, if you talk to some people in this local who have had to use local 304 arbitrators, union members that come to represent them, you talk to them and see if they're real happy. I don't think so, because I've talked to several of them and know they're not real happy with the level of service. I'm going to raise that. Again, I am a trainer. And when I say trainer, I write Army logistics courseware. I teach Army logistics courseware, and I'm going to transition that right into Local 304. And again, we're going to have digestible training that is going to enhance the knowledge level of everybody who takes part in the training. So please tune in tomorrow morning for the postal podcast, last postal podcast before ballots should be in your mailbox, because they're going to be mailed out today. Please listen. And then again, you can research what I'm saying to you, but I want to go on record right now as saying that your current local president got his facts all twisted in that last push that he presented to you in order to get your vote. You've been in Local 304 for some time. You know we need an overhaul. It doesn't matter to me what he puts out about me. I'm here to tell you that I am confident, and I will use my years of managerial training to navigate through this managerial nonsense and produce and get better results for the local. Do you hear what I'm saying to you? That's how my past is going to benefit us right now. And I'm going to close this podcast out, and I'm going to say to you, any of you members who really, really believe that Ken Hodge has any kind of allegiance, and I do mean any kind of allegiance to management, if you believe that, then I've got some land I want to sell you. It's over. In fact, the land I want to sell you is right underneath the bridge before you get into the water. I want to sell you that. No, I've got no allegiance, no commitment, no anything to postal management. In fact, I'm sure in Columbus, Ohio, again, I'm sure my members may say a lot of things about me, but they know nobody goes after management harder and with more conviction and information and knowledge than Ken Hodge. Vote Kenny Hodge this upcoming election, and allow me, with the assistance of my Vice President, William Kirkland, to steer this local back into a local that members are proud to be a part of.